Sunday, June 2nd, heading into the finals. If you heard my podcast the other day, you know that I liked Golden State to win pretty easily. And one way, if you were going to wager on something like that, like on the, you know, them to just win the series, there was a situation that was akin to something I always love in the Super Bowl, which is betting on the quarterback to win MVP of the Super Bowl instead of the money line bet. So for example, if Patriots were favored by 6 in a Super Bowl, right, their money line might be -165, let's say. So you have to put up 165 to win 100. But if you bet Brady for MVP, you probably get like +150. So you bet 100 to win 150. And more likely than not, Brady would win MVP if the Patriots win the Super Bowl. That's just like how it usually works out. So what, going into the NBA Finals, Steph Curry MVP was, I think it was a plus or -145 actually. Like he was a heavy, heavy favorite. But the money line for the series for Golden State was like -270, and Steph for MVP was like -145. But without Durant for at least, you know, let's say 2 games minimum of the series, if you think Golden State's going to win, the fact that Steph hasn't won a finals MVP, so like the voters would like kind of lean towards him. And you have to assume if the Warriors are going to win the series that Steph would have a lot to do with it, if not more than anyone else, similar to the quarterback of an NFL football team. So I really like that bet. I didn't actually make it. But I like the idea of getting a little leverage on the line if you like Golden State to win. So fast forward now, heading into game 2, Golden State down 1-0, so the, you know, prices change. Now Steph to win MVP is +105, so you're actually getting odds to bet on Steph to win MVP, which I now love, only down 1 game. But I noticed that the sharp money is on Toronto again to win tonight, so held off again. So I'm very curious to see if Toronto pulls out a victory tonight and we go back to Golden State down 2-0, what the Steph Curry to win MVP odds would be then. And even more intriguing would be, what would the Kevin Durant MVP odds be if you see Durant coming back in game 3 down 2-0 and then the Warriors rip off 4 of the next 5 and win the title with Durant back? Maybe he comes in and saves the day. Very interesting twist there, but so generally just a nice little tidbit of just, you know, take that best player / MVP quarterback to win rather than the series price just for better odds. But more specifically, Steph Curry, MVP of the Warriors. Interesting side plot here in the betting world for the NBA Finals. Enjoy game 2 tonight. See you tomorrow.